We are thrilled that you joined us today. The message you're about to hear is filled with the life-changing power of God's Word. We would love for you to share with us how God has impacted your life through this message. Visit us at riverrochester.com or attend any of our services at the River Church in Brockport, New York. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you enjoy today's message.
This morning, we did this last year where we had people share testimonies on our anniversary Sunday last year. And man, it was so powerful. Like, people just began sharing of everything that God had been doing in their life since coming to the church. And this year, we just felt like we're going to do the same thing. So really, our third year anniversary, we give the service over to you guys. You know, we've already talked to people that we're going to have come up and share testimonies of what the Lord has done in their life. But before we get to that, you know, I just wanted to just share briefly just a couple things with you. And if you want, you can turn with me to Psalm chapter 126. Psalm 126 and verse 3 says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad." For the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. If I could summarize this past year as a church, this would be the scripture that I would use. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. This past year has been such an awesome year of growth, both in my life personally and in the ministry. We've seen growth in so many areas. You know, I just really want to share, especially for people that are new here today, maybe this is your first or second or third week, just a real quick, just share with you where we came from. I mean, we started just 3 years ago. And I mean, 3 years, it sounds like quite a while, but I mean, for us, it's gone by in a flash. And when we started, you know, my wife and I, we had no idea really what we were doing. I always say that in Bible school, I felt like I knew everything. I was the perfect pastor. I was the perfect preacher. I could do everything like better than anybody else. I mean, anybody that got up and preached, I could critique that sermon and be like, all right, they should have done this different. They should have said this better, you know. And then as many people find out, when you get up behind the microphone, you find out, well, it's not all that simple. It's not as easy as it looks. And if you remember back when I started preaching, in starting the church, we really had no idea what we're doing. We actually, you'll probably hear later a testimony of a business that was started from somebody in our church, but we had this party in this community room, which is actually the room that we started our church in. And man, it was so strange walking into that room again, because I hadn't been back in there since we had started the church there 3 years ago. We were in that room for about 2 months, and we walked in there, and walking into that room, I'm like, man, this place is so small. You know, like in my mind, it just seems like bigger than it was. And I remember our first service, you know, we had to set everything up every either Saturday night or early Sunday morning before the service. And I remember we set up, you know, 6 rows of chairs. I think there's 24 chairs in there. And we were just like so excited and honestly terrified. You know, I was excited for people to come, but I was nervous for people to come because I had no idea how to preach. I had no idea what I was going to say to everybody. I mean, I studied and I prayed you know, the Lord, I believe that he even used me back then. You know, the Lord used a donkey. So I believe that back then he could even use me, you know. And because I remember just every Sunday for like the longest time, I would just feel like, man, what a screw up job that was. Who on earth would listen to that? Who on earth would come back the next week? But I remember that people would come up to me after those services and be like, man, the Lord just really touched me with what you were sharing. And I'm like, wow, praise God. He really can use a donkey, you know? But I mean, it's to look back, and I know like, it's not like we're in this mega cathedral right now, you know, but I can see us getting there. I can see us with the rate that the church is growing. I can see it won't be long. We're already starting to grow out of this place. And You know, but to be in that tiny little room, and we were there, and, you know, even though week after week I felt like giving up, week after week I felt like I was screwing up, I just kept believing that somehow God was going to grow this ministry, and that God was going to, you know, increase the gifts in my life and really help us. That was my prayer. Lord, just help me. Help me not just be a bumbling idiot. Help me actually say something that makes sense to these people. Help me when I pray for people that your power shows up. You know, and that's been the number one thing throughout the 3 years that has always been on our heart, is that when we preach, when we minister, that God's power shows up. Amen. That's really what I shared on all last week, is just having the anointing there in the services, having people get saturated by the presence of God. Because without that, we're just a church club. Without the power of God, you know, you guys could just stay home and watch Dr. Phil and listen to motivational speakers and get whatever out. But we come to church because there's real power in the presence of God. Amen. And so I really believe that has just been, you know, God bringing increase into the ministry. And so from those meetings there, shortly after being in there, we were in there about 2 months. We got kicked out of there because I put a sign up by the road that said the River Church. It was the worst looking church sign you've ever seen. I mean, find a bad church sign and then just think of one that's a lot worse than that. And that was ours. It was this wooden sandwich board sign. It wasn't even like smooth wood. It's just like this particle board type stuff. And I painted it white, and I just took some stencils and just put the River Church. Yeah, I was so proud of that sign. I was like, man, this is going to bring in the multitudes. This place is going to get swamped with people. Well, it brought in multitudes of trouble for us at that time. I don't know about anything else, but we had that church sign up there, and a code enforcer drove by and they saw it and they're like, no, that's not supposed to be a church in that apartment complex. So they kicked us out of there. They were real creeps. They went onto our Facebook page and they're like, I said, well, you know, are we allowed to have a Bible study in this building? And they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. And I was like, so at this Bible study, can we read the Bible? They're like, yeah. I was like, can we sing a few songs? They're like, yeah. Can I pray for people? Sure. I was like, okay, great. And then I just kept on doing what I kept doing, because that's what we do in church anyway, right? And so then they call me back a week later. They're like, yeah, we saw your photos again. I mean, we shouldn't have been posting the photos, but we're posting the photos of what the Lord's doing. And you know, they're like, yeah, we saw those photos and it really looks more like a church service to us. So you do have to leave. And so we're like, come on. It's ridiculous. So then we moved from there into this community building where we're in a yoga room. Every week that we would come in there, you know, we would have to set up everything, and you'd come in and you'd look up and the ceiling tiles would all be knocked out because the kids came in during the week and kicked all the yoga balls around and knocked the ceiling tiles out. So every week we're coming in, putting the balls away, putting these ceiling tiles back in and trying to set up for a church service. And it was like impossible to advertise there because you're back up on this hill in the middle of nowhere and you can't put a sign out. So it was like, it was slow going. And then the Lord, really by his spirit, he led me here to this building a few months later. And I won't get into that testimony. I've shared that here before. I'll share it again sometime. But it was just totally supernatural how the Lord brought us here. But even after getting here, we got here and we're like, oh, finally, now we're in like an actual church building. And now the multitudes are going to come. They didn't come in the first community building. They didn't come in the second community building. But now we have a church building. Clearly, the Lord is on our side. And clearly, just this place is going to be packed out like week one. Now, it didn't change anything. Like, in fact, like, because before we were Universalists. And if you're Universalist, I'm sorry for you. The building was. We're not Universalists. No, sorry. If I said that, that was just a mistake. But this church was Universalist before we got here. A lot of people remember, and a lot of people still maybe even weren't sure when they drove by, and they're like, yeah, we saw the rainbow flag, and we saw like all this, so we heard you're Universalist. No, we are not Universalists. The thing that bothers me about Universalists is they call themselves a church, but yet they don't preach Jesus. You know, the church is the body of Christ, and you have to preach Jesus Christ is the only way under heaven whereby man must be saved, which is clearly written in the Bible numbers of times, and yet they say it doesn't matter how you come to to God, all forms of religion all lead to the same God, which is a load of horse crap. That's what keeps people in their sin. That's what keeps people on the path to hell, just thinking that it doesn't matter what we do, we're just all going to heaven. But so we move into here, and we're like, you know what? We're bringing the presence of God with us when we move in. Any sort of spiritual junk that was in here, we're going to take it out, and the presence of God is moving in, and we're going to proclaim the gospel. But for that first year, we had some of the weirdest people that came to our church, just the strangest stuff they would tell us. And so it actually didn't really get that much easier after we moved in here. And we'd get a couple people that would visit one week and they'd be gone the next. And we just, man, it was like the first, up to the first 2 years of our ministry, we were trying so hard. You know, we were doing everything that we could. We're praying, and we just felt like we got to pray, we got to fast more, we got to do more to see God move. But it just, nothing, it seemed like, no matter how hard we tried, it didn't seem like anything was growing. We were at, you know, between 10 to 15 adults for our first 2 years of ministry. And, you know, we go down to camp meeting in Tampa, Florida, at Pastor Rodney's church, who's coming, and he has more people on his first row of seats than we did in our entire church. And it's like, man, come on, God, you said you're going to bring, that you add to your church and that you're going to bring people. And so it was a real struggle for us in the beginning to keep our faith up. And, you know, we're praying, God, is this really what you've called us to do? But thank God we stuck with it. And now this year, we've seen such increase in our church in all areas, even in the amount of people that are coming here and the amount of people that are plugged in. I want to read one. Let me read two scriptures. Actually, right there in Psalm 127, it says in verse 1, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. And that's been my prayer right from the beginning. Lord, you have to build this house. We're going to do what we can. We're going to pray. We're going to seek you. We're going to seek your direction, your wisdom, and figure out what you want us to do. But Lord, we're believing that you are going to move in this place, that your presence is going to come, touch people, change people's lives, and that you will build this house. And then actually, over in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, 1 Chronicles 12 and verse 22, this is talking about David. It says, for at that time they came to David day by day to help him until it was a great army like the army of God. And that also became my prayer. Lord, that you would add men day by day until it becomes like a great army of God. And so we've just been praying, God, please send us the right people. Send us people here that are hungry for your presence. Send us people here that want to help expand this ministry and expand your kingdom. Send us people that aren't just coming just where it's all about me. Don't, you know, some people, they come to church and all they want to do is talk about themselves and their problems. Lord, send us people that when they come here, their problems get solved and they just talk about how great you are. You don't need to keep talking about your problems. You need to get in the presence of God and let him solve your problems for you. Amen. And so that's what we've seen just this year. God is bringing people to this church that are coming, that are hungry for the things of God. And we saw that all last week as people have been pressing in like never before. You know, last week was the first week that I've ever preached every single day of, well, except for Saturday. I preached twice Sunday and then Sunday night through Friday night. And that was the first time I've ever done that. And I used to be so scared of doing that. I'd be like, what would I share for a whole week every single night? But every single night, man, the power of God smacked this place. And it was just so encouraging for me. So this year for myself personally has just been a huge year of growth. You know, to see back in January, we went down to Tampa, Florida. They have a winter camp meeting at our church where we were trained, and we were there, and Pastor Rodney had a word for us. He called us out and he prayed for us, and he said, it's going to be boldness that shakes Rochester. And ever since we got that word, our ministry changed. We've just gotten bold about the things of God. And I've noticed that people, they like bold preaching. They don't like weak, limp-wristed, wimpy Christian preaching. The people want to hear it straight. They don't want to hear that you can just keep being the same old you and everything's going to be okay and God just loves everyone. People want to hear that. You know, one pastor friend of ours, she told us, she said, people like getting spanked. You know, it's just like a baby, you know. I mean, the process isn't enjoyable, but the outcome is great, you know. You train up a child in the way it should go. You give it a few spanks on the behind, even when culture says it's not profitable or not okay. But it's profitable in the long run. Amen. It helps them out. I thank God for my parents that beat my behind as a child, you know. And so so we just started preaching bold the message of Christ. And people, we've noticed that, you know, you would think that in this seeker-sensitive society, in this politically correct society, that people would back off, but they didn't. In fact, they were just challenged. It's like people like the challenge. People like to be, you know, you can do greater, you can do more. There's always more of God, and people love that. And so we've just seen so much increase in this church, and God has really just been sending us incredible people to this church, and that's part of what we're going to share today. Is we're going to have people come up, and you'll see. I mean, we're so proud of every single person that's coming to this church and the way that God is using you, the way God is growing you, the way that God has touched and changed your lives. And, you know, the last thing I'll say in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, it says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And so that's one of the big reasons that we love this Testimony Sunday, where people can get up and they can share what God has done in their life, because it encourages everybody. It was such an encouragement to us last year, you know, when we heard just people getting up and sharing how much God has been doing in their life. So, you know, God's just been bringing massive increase to our church. He's been, you know, we're the fastest growing church in the region. I believe that. I mean, I don't know that by fact, but I know that from, amen, you know, hallelujah. You know, from a year ago today, we probably had about 10 to 15 adults here. I mean, to see like the room nearly, I mean, at least probably half, three quarters full today is just totally awesome to see God just bringing increase. Amen. And so today is going to be an awesome day. Pastor Julie, if you would come, if you would, and she's going to share. So it's just totally supernatural what the Lord has done. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am so excited. I'm like sitting in my seat down here like, oh my gosh, give me the mic. I'm just so excited to have all of you here. Happy 3 years. It's absolutely phenomenal. Praise the Lord. I think I'm actually more excited for this than my birthday. And if you know me, that's huge, because like my birthday is like a national holiday. So I'm super excited. I'm going to be your host here this morning as we share some testimonies. So I think it's going to be last year, we left service and I was like, oh my gosh, like shaking. I was so pumped and just so excited. So yeah, we're going to do some testimonies this morning. But before we do that, I just wanted to share briefly, you know, I shared Friday how when I went to Bible school, I had nothing. My family thought I was crazy. They didn't want anything to do with me. They're like, don't, you know, because I lived in Pennsylvania and I drove all the way down to Florida, and they were like, don't call me unless you want a one-way flight home. So I knew I didn't have my family. I didn't have my friends. Even my Christian friends were trying to talk me out of going to Bible college, but I knew that God was stirring something on the inside of me. And if I could tell that old Julia, I'm just like, I'm so proud of her, because I'm like, I'm here today with all of you because I was just obedient to do what God had called me to do. So super, just fantastic. So then my husband and I get married. I move up here. He was already here. And I think back then I was just so ridiculously head over heels in love. I wasn't even thinking like Rochester. Like, I didn't, you know, can I handle the snow, the cold? You know, you guys know the drill. It's freezing up here. But I'm like, I was so in love with him. You know, I moved up here and I was like, yeah, we're going to start a church together. So time had went on and I started actually working a secular job. I was working at LA Fitness, and I started as just like a sales associate. Then I went from there to the assistant manager. And like within less than 9 months, I was the general manager. So I was like in charge, the one in Greece. So I was working there, and I loved my job, and I was making a ton of money. So so much that my husband even quit his job. And so I was still working for a little while, being able to save all the money up that we had said before. We got out of debt. We were paid over $20,000 of debt in our first year of marriage, and then saved up enough that we could launch out for the church. So I loved what I did. I enjoyed that. But it was like, when you know God has something on the inside of you that's like, you know, if you trade this in, if you give this to me, I know I can do more. And I've just always been like that, where I just had childlike faith to just trust God, to step out and know that he's gonna meet me. He's always gonna, you know, if someone is just willing and obedient, that they'll eat the good of the land, that they will just be able to move mountains. And so I'm so thankful that, you know, we just stepped out and we did that. And now, like I said, to see all of you here. So this morning, I'm not going to take any more of your time, because I'm so excited to hear from each and every one of you. I want to have my mother and father-in-law get up first and share, because they, come on up, they were the first ones to come in that community building. They are the only ones that have been with us since day one. And so I'll never be able to explain the love that I have for them because they've supported us. They've been there for us. They've believed in us. When I would leave from preaching my first couple times, I'm like, I screwed up. I failed. And they're like, they just encouraged me. They're like, you got it. You got what it takes. They pour out their love upon us and just, they propel us to do more. And so I'm so thankful for these two. And so I just want to hand it over to them and for them to share briefly what God has done in their life since then. I'm coming here, so.
Well, actually, I was saying this morning, I woke up in the night and I went back to bed and I said, Lord, do I have a testimony? Because last year I had a testimony, incredible, because so much has happened during this time that we've come to this church. And the Lord, immediately, this came to me. You know, when you ask the Lord, he's always so quick, you know? But we try to figure things out many times before we ask the Lord. And this thought came to me. The more I know you, the more I love you. The more I love you, the more I need you. And it's a song, but that is truly that what happened to us. I mean, we've been Christians for many years. We've been in Christian ministry. We had our house on the market and wanted to move down to the River Church in Florida. And then our sons came back, ripped out the sign out of the house. We are starting a church here. And I was disappointed because we had finally found a church where all that, what we've been looking for all these years, you know, I grew up in the Lutheran church. I gave my life to the Lord in the Lutheran church. I did 180 after I truly recommitted my life to the Lord. I mean, left everything with also one-way ticket, went overseas, just following the Lord. We were exposed to good teaching in Baptist church. We were exposed to good Pentecostal move of the Holy Spirit. But one thing I always missed in every church too was going out and sharing the gospel. And what I missed the most is that you can have all that in one church. And that's what we found. I mean, he talked about boldness. If you can go back, I mean, everyone this week had probably a favorite message from this week. Mine was Tuesday when he preached on boldness. I mean, that I didn't jump up and down the seat was only because I would have maybe embarrassed my son. I didn't want to be the embarrassment on first row. But so the incredible deep teaching where I feel, I need to start all over again. And that after how many years of Christian life? Many years. And deep teaching. Yet then the Holy Spirit can take over like that, what I think happened on Wednesday. And I think Sori will testify to that. I was down in kids' church, the loudest. but that's when things happen deep within. And healings. I mean, I have been healed. I don't even... I took a job a few years ago because of benefits and with a political change. They said you will be punished if you don't have health insurance. I'm turning 60, and I have gone only one time to the doctor just because I thought I pay for health insurance. I might as well go to a wellness checkup. And, of course, I had nothing. I knew that. I just thought I better do the, you know, just because healing belongs, is the bread of the Bible says healing is the bread of the children, and I'm his child, and I hear it preached, and it has become not only in my head, but in my heart, and deep within, so I just live like it. I'm quitting that job by the end of this year, because I know I heard the voice of the Lord for me personally. You have to hear the voice of the Lord personally, but to step out of the boat of comfort zone. And I trust the Lord again, because that's what I always did. And, you know, life sometimes takes over. You know, the biggest thing is that many times we start out, we get born again, we start out excited, and then, is this a testimony or is this preaching? I'm sorry, I'm almost done. But we start with the Lord. We look forward to the word of God that it speaks to us. It's almost like the daily bread becomes, you know, But you have to be thinking like this and that and become, and all of a sudden your life after a year or two, where is the difference between you and your unsafe neighbor? He always says, don't give her the microphone. But I'm truly almost done. But here we are being challenged from week to week. Unless I am overseas or in Kentucky, I'm not missing a service. I have never missed a service unless I'm out of town. And even then, I try to arrange my schedule that I don't have to miss a service. Because I hunger for and thirst for more of the Lord. And the more I know Him, the more I am totally dependent on Him, that I don't want to say nothing, do nothing without that I'm aligned with Him. And you know, He's my youngest son. But I'm telling you, I am learning from Him. And we've been in churches all over the world and under great ministries. But I am hungry to hear His sermons. Yes, I want to hear all your testimonies, but I would hang on and say, can you please preach one of those messages too? Because it is so good. It's life-changing. And I want and desire for you to embrace it. Don't give up. Because, I mean, the devil knows. He has you on your target now that you've come here. Don't give up. Your life will be changed and you will go from glory to glory and you will love Him more and you will know Him more. And the more you love Him and the more you know Him, the more you will need Him and the more you can rely on Him, trust in Him. And He takes care of you better than you can ever do by yourself in every way. Health and wealth. Wellness of your family. I could go on.
You sure? What a wonderful wife. I won't compete with her preaching because no one else will get to share. But I'm just so blessed that, like she said, we've had so many wonderful years of just being involved in ministry and raising children. Where do you go from, 30, 40 years of being involved in the things of the Lord and the places He's allowed you to go, to see, to minister to people that, I was just a little guy from Kenyonville and ended up in so many different countries just sharing Jesus with people and meeting my wife and having three wonderful sons being born. And yeah, we have had quite a testimony, but being here and seeing what the Lord is beginning to build here, that has really touched our hearts. And we're just so happy to be involved here, to meet and to know you, to know that the Lord is working in all of our hearts and that as Jay and Julia and little Zara continue to seek the Lord for this fellowship and the direction the Lord would have for it, I expect great things here. Amen. Not because of who they are, but who they have their faith in. And that is just a powerful thing to know that your children are seeking the Lord, not only for their lives, but for so many people. And to expect and to believe that the Lord is going to fulfill the promises and the desires that they have. So God bless you all.
And I have to say one more thing. You know what? A pastor who spends a lot of time praying and fasting and studying, not trying to be a people pleaser, but to please the Lord, that's what we have.
Hallelujah. You know, the light fixtures in here, Abba put all of these in, the speakers, he's always willing to help out in any area here. We're so thankful for both of them and everything that they do here for this ministry. So next, I want my Fetzner fam, my Fetzners to come up here and share what God has been doing in your lives here. I'm so thankful for this amazing couple. I mean, they're the real deal. I mean, Brian, he's the president of his company. And every single night for River Conference this week, he comes afterwards to take photos, you know, to be in some sort of area of ministries of helps here every single night. Marika, I mean, runs the kids program and is just doing an absolute phenomenal job. I said on Friday, I was like, I was running the program and I was scaring the kids away. Now, Marika is like growing the kids' church, and like they have such powerful, incredible testimonies from downstairs. So I love these two so much, and I'm so thankful for both for everything that you guys do here.
You want to go first?
Sure. Oh, I should go first. Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing. It's so neat to have my life was just so influenced by the Thomas boys, of course, and it's interesting just to have, you know, John and Regina here, who are like second parents to me. And it's just amazing to, for us, the most important thing was, you know, we moved back here at a similar time with them, for me to come back and work at the family business. And, you know, we kind of looked around for a church and just never found one that clicked. And, you know, we weren't there right from the beginning, but pretty close. We just had some things going on where we couldn't really come. But as soon as we could, you know, we came and we joined hands with them, because we had always wanted, you know, Jeremiah and I moved together, you know, to Florida, and, you know, we lived together, you know, we would sometimes be, you know, going to Bible school in the morning, and like, he'd come out of the closet and he's wearing like the same color shirt as me. And it's like, what in the world, you know? So like, we were on the same brain waves, you know? So like, the whole time we were down there and moving down there, this has always been our desire to come back and have a place where, you know, people can come, you know, you go through things during the week, but you can come here and you can partake of, you know, the Spirit of God. You can partake of joy and happiness and, you know, fellowship with like-minded people. You can have Christ's victory, you know, in your life. And it's just awesome. You know, I'm a pretty high level, like, custodian at my job, you know, so I kind of like take care of some stuff, and it can be like crazy, you know. Just the things you have to deal with, you just sometimes would never believe. And to have a place where you can come on Sunday morning and, you know, God can touch you. He can change those things in your life, because it's not Jeremiah's eloquent words or what he says, but like Abba said, he's seeking God, and you can see that. If you're here on, you know, last week, it doesn't matter like what the message is. He's not really being funny or anything, but God is moving through him. You know, and he's seeking God, not for only for himself and his family, but he's seeking God so that, you know, the people that are coming here regularly, maybe you don't need that first encounter, that wild touch, but he's seeking it for this whole region, so that when people come here, he has something to give out. You know, I was just reading, and it says in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 1 and 2 that stewards must be found faithful. And that's what he is. He's a steward of the presence of God. And he's pressing in and he's seeking God. And it's very evident in their lives. And Jeremiah has always been such a faithful person, but it's astounding to see them just slowly changing. And it's just amazing. It's been so awesome. And, you know, we've just linked up with them. You know, Marika has really, like she said, just taken the kids' church to a whole nother level. It's been amazing, and just seeing her grow. And for us, it's having a church for my family to go to. So my kids, like, you know, they go to bed or they have dinner and they want to pray, you know, or like, hey, my belly hurts or something. And it's like, can you come pray for me? You know, we don't really take our kids to the doctor. You know, it's divine healing, and it's, you know, tithing and things that are just already built into us from spending so many years, you know, saturating in the river and having good teaching. And now we're here getting that same teaching, you know, building ourselves, but it's become a regular part of our kids' lives. So, you know, the thing that I didn't have growing up that, you know, like myself and Julia, not growing up in a Christian household, we kind of start like, okay, 18, 20 years old, like, here we go, where you have like Marika and Jeremiah, who like all the way little kids, like kids' church and learning the right things. And we're so thankful to have our kids learning this stuff right now. You know, like some of the kids that are coming out of kids church are like grasping a hold of giving now. I mean, can you imagine, like, you know, 10 years old, if you got a hold of sowing and reaping or tithing, you know, that God would rebuke the devourer on your life at a little age, and you would see that how much of a part of their lives it's going to be is just awesome. You know, the fact that my kids can start, you know, everything that I know, I can put into them. And like Abba, I'm sure, with his own kids, where maybe he didn't have all that teaching growing up, but now his kids, he can see them like, here you go, I got you going, and you can go better and farther and higher than me. And we're just so happy to have that for our family. So we just love you guys. We're just so thankful to be a part of this. So
awesome. I like hearing you testify. It's nice. He is, you know. You know, we have, I really count it like an honor and a privilege to have known Pastor Jeremiah and Julia before they were Pastor Jeremiah and Julia, because we kind of have like a little bit of behind the scenes look. Because like Brian was saying, him and Pastor Jeremiah actually went to Bible school together the year before I went, and that's how I met you guys. And then Julia came afterwards. And like he said, when we first came back up here, you know, I moved from Florida, never really been out of Florida, and we're in New York, and I'm like, it's cold, we don't have a place to call home. Like, anytime we went into a church, it wasn't home. We would walk in, and we'd be like, it wasn't like, we can get with it, you know, we can get behind this, we feel the presence of the Lord here. Like, sometimes we would be in, like, some places worship, and then they would, like, we'd start to feel the presence of the Lord, and then they would just stop, and we'd be like, oh, you were so close, come on, like, because we had such a hunger from, in Bible school, we just knew what the presence of God was. And once you have experienced that presence of God, you don't want to go back, because nothing else compares to it, as I'm sure a lot of you could say. So we had the, you know, honor of knowing them before. And when we first started coming to the church, like, I had that thought in my head of like, is this going to be weird that we're kind of friends, but kind of past, like, you know, that weird, like, hopefully this is okay, but well, you know, we'll go. And I have nothing, like, grown nothing more but respect for Pastor Jeremiah and Julia, because we've been honored to see them like really hunger and thirst for the things of God, and like pray and fast, and not to do it where anyone could see, but like there were times like we'd invite them over for dinner, and Pastor Jeremiah wouldn't say anything. He just like wouldn't be eating, and then I'd be like, oh, he's fasting. But like but it wasn't like for show, you know, it was because he really wanted to impact this community, and he's had that on his heart for so long. And I mean, that's just something where we're like, this is like, we can totally hook up with this. This is home. We can get behind this. And then from the start, like, I think we came shortly after our girls were born. And from the start, we were like, okay, this is it. And then the Lord has just grown us. I mean, I could think of lots of like testimonies, but really when I look back from like 3 years to now, it's like, I don't know what all the Lord did in between, but it was a whole lot of stuff, because now I don't even feel like the same person. Like, and I had gone through Bible school and I've been touched by the Lord, but it's just like he takes you further and deeper than you ever thought you could go before. And like they said, I am the director of Kids Church, and that was something the Lord really had put on my heart. And I kind of fought it a little bit, because I was like, I don't want to do this if it's not from you. Like, you know, because I had seen other kids' church and I had been involved, and I know that it takes work. And I was like, I'm not sure if I can dedicate that much, but it just wouldn't go away. It was just like, no, you need to do this, and this is from me. So I talked to Pastor Jeremiah and Julia, and I said, I think the Lord has put it on my heart. And I wasn't sure what they were going to say, and they're like, yeah, we know. And I was like, oh, okay, at least we're all on the same page. And then like the next day, the Lord just started giving me just vision. Like I would just have, I had a notepad, and I would just start writing down lessons and goals. And I'm not like normally like that. Like I have to sit down, and it just started coming to me. And I was like, Lord, I know your hand is on this. And I was just, as I was praying, I was like, Lord, there are like three things that I wanted for the kids, things that I would want for my own kids. And I want this for any kid that comes through, is that I wanted, you know, a safe place for like parents to feel like they can drop their kids off and their kids are going to be looked after and loved, because that's what we want to do. And then I wanted them to have fun, because if kids aren't going to have fun, then they're not going to want to come back, and no one wants to take a kid like screaming to come back. And then last, I was like, but Lord, I know that they can get it. Like, I know that they can get the Bible. I know that they can do it. So we wanted to teach them. We're not just going to like pop in, you know, VeggieTales, like you said, and give them some candy and send them back home. Like, I was like, there's got to be more, especially in this world that we're living in. We've got to equip them to be able to handle it, because these are really the end times, and there's crazy stuff. And if we're not teaching these kids, then the world's going to teach them all this nonsense. So I just started like praying, and just really what the Lord showed and opened to me. I was just so thankful that the Lord
It's like the Holy Spirit just comes and like just opens the scriptures or just gives you stuff to say and just like his hand from little to big things. I mean, like I can tell you, like, for example, last Sunday, I was like, you know, it'd be kind of cool to have prizes to give the kids. And it was just a thought. And then some lady comes and she's like, I have all this extra candy and these goodies. Do you want them? And I'm like, oh, prizes. Thanks. You know, like just the Lord's like hand on it. But like the greatest testimony, I think, is just seeing the kids get it. Just seeing the kids because it's just, it's amazing. Like even my own son has surprised us because we preach the truth. The same thing you're hearing up here is the same thing the kids are getting down there, just with some games involved and language that they can understand. But we were praying when the kids, we were talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost and about praying in tongues. And I wasn't even down there that week. But they came and they told me the testimony after. And it just blessed me so much because the kids were, you know, like, they're like, okay, well, this is what we want. And one kid even like had prayed for weeks. Like, I want to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I know this is from the Lord. And so like they're going to pray and all the kids are raising their hands and the teacher's going to pray for them. And our son, who is not even five yet, he's four. He went behind them to like catch them, like Ministry of Helps. Like he's like here, he's like, I got it. And you know, these kids are like eight. Yeah, they're like big kids. And he's like, but he's like just confident, like I got it. And they're telling me this after. And I was like, that's funny. You know, he watches and he's got it. And then in the car ride home, I was like, you know, Jack, why didn't you get prayed for? And he's like, oh, I've already got that. I've got the Holy Ghost. I pray in tongues. And like, I had heard him like kind of, but I thought like, he's a little kid. He's playing like, but he's like, no, I've got it. And I was like, praise the Lord. Like he didn't, he just got it. And like, and so many of your kids, like I get to hear testimonies of like kids grabbing a hold of giving and kids understanding things and understanding like this hurts. Can you pray for it? Like just understanding the goodness of God and how awesome that is. And even like getting to see some of the workers when they come and they give me testimonies. And I'm just like, I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done for me, but I also love seeing everyone else get touched, get to experience what I experienced, like Hannah getting hit with the joy. And I'm like, I know that joy and I'm so glad you have it. So I'm just thankful for a place, like my husband said, that we can come. And I know every Sunday that the Lord's going to move, that they get like, if I need something from the Lord, I can come and I can get it. I know I'm going to hear the truth of the word of the God, and whether that corrects me or whether it encourages me, I know it's the truth. I know it's from the word, and we just couldn't be happier to be involved.
Hallelujah. I love these guys so much. You know, so in January I stepped out and I started doing like the branding of the ministry, and cause my husband was doing it before and he was pretty awful. So I started doing, he admits it. He says he was awful. It's just like some people that's like not their thing. So I redesigned, you know, like the lobby and everything, but then we put the church sign up outside and we really started like, I was like, everything we do, it has to be on purpose. It has to be like who we are and like what we're trying to market, who we're trying to market to and advertise to and everything. So Marika, I just like tell her like what I'm thinking, and it's like she just gets in my brain and then like sees what I want, and like, and she does it. So like she made all of the logos, like she redoes, she does all the graphics, she does all of the Instagram, our social media, and it's like, you know, it's, she just does like an absolutely phenomenal job. We trust her so much that when we were in Florida, we had her share, we had her preach for us, you know, and two Wednesdays as well, she like holds prayer meetings for us. Like that's what we want at River Church. We want to raise up leaders who can step out and do what God's called them to do. So hallelujah. So next I want to have Sori come up. You don't have to say anything. You can just stand here because I know that God has been doing so much in this mighty woman of God's life. So come here. I love her so much.
I love you.
You want to share something? Okay, go ahead.
Hi everyone. Man, it's hard to think. You know, this morning is funny because last night I couldn't even sleep. I'm like, I can't really go up front. You know, I'm really shy when it comes to that. And I texted Mark. I'm like, Mark, I don't think I'm going to do this. And as soon as I get here, God's like, oh, yeah, you're doing.
Come on.
So I can think of so many things, you know, just a little bit of background on me. I initially came to the Lord, you know, back in 2004, where we lived in Puerto Rico, and I drifted away from God. And this church, it means so much to me and my kids, me and my family. For a whole year, you know, we came here in 2009, And we moved to Brockport a couple of years later. And for years, I've been praying for a church. I said, God, you know, I want a church where I can go and praise the Lord and not care what people think and just close my eyes and really be into your presence. And for some reason, I parked my car in a place and I found this flyer, you know. And for a whole year, I looked at this flyer and I kept asking God for a church. And I said, man, I want you. And I kept looking at this flyer in my car. And God's like, well, I gave you a church. When are you going to go? For a whole year. When I came to this church, I knew right away. I walked into these doors and I knew, I mean, the Holy Spirit just pulling on my heart that the first, you know, call that the pastors made, I came up front and I came back to the Lord. Ever since then, I'm the living proof that your life can be upside down and you can be happy, you can have joy. And one of the things, you know, I wanted to share is that my husband's a non-believer. For 9 years, he's been working on this company and hoping for a promotion. One of the things I've learned in this church is the power of prayer. How much power, you know, prayer has and fasting and just seeking the Lord. And he comes home totally shocked. Like, I could see it in his face. And I'm like, oh, but what happened? I'm like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, they opened this position for me. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's been praying, you know, or I've been praying, let's say, for this position, but he's been hoping for this position for years and years. And he always is curious because he never got it. I mean, he had applied even out of state. And the wonderful thing about this is that they opened the position for him. The position wasn't even posted. They literally, I mean, God literally opened this position. And that just testifies that when you come to the Lord, he's going to change your life, but he will change everyone around you. I mean, my husband, like I said, he's an unbeliever. When he told me that, I just jumped up and down. I'm like, praise the Lord, that is God. That just says that when you come to the Lord, he blesses you. So in so many wonderful ways that you're going to see it in your life, in your family, in your children. Just the other day, I mean, the people that were here, I've never laughed in my life so hard. And it's funny, you know, when Pastor Jeremiah says, your mind is going to tell you to figure it out. And I kept thinking, what are you doing? Why are you laughing this hard? Who are you? I've never in my life, you know, really laughed that hard. It just shows that you got to seek the Lord no matter what's going on in your life. And I finally got it just the other day. I said, God, you know, in the natural, things are going to seem like it's upside down. I've been living proof of that. In the natural, you're going to see that things are not possible. But when you really shift your eyes to God, when you really just seek him, you pray, you know, I can't stay away from this place. Like, I've had times where I'm like, I am so late because just things, and like I said, it's a struggle when you have a husband that's an unbeliever. But I said, I can't stay away. I got to go. My kids, the change in them has been unbelievable. I went to a parent-teacher conference, and the teacher tells me with my little one, Bernice, one downstairs, she tells me, I just want to say, all she talks is about your church and how much she loves God and that she loves how her mom, like, how you seek the Lord and how you pray. My husband, I mean, he didn't even know what to say. But it just shows when you seek the Lord, you know, when you just trust him, he'll do for you. And I'm in a point in my life where, you know, people on the outside said, well, why are you happy? Your life is like a mess. I'm like, because I have God, because I trust him, because no matter what happens in the natural world, you can trust him. He will change your life. He will change it. I mean, I'm living proof of that. So seek the Lord, this place. I love this place. I love the pastors. I mean, my kids, they respect them so much, and they are always looking, you know, they're always looking up for them. And this place, it's become home. It's really a place where my life can be upside down, and I come here and I get filled. And a couple of you, like I said, saw this past Wednesday, I was cracking up like a crazy person. And I'm not normally like that, just, you know. So it tells you, you know, again, when you seek the Lord, he can change you. I mean, in my life, I was very miserable before, and I've seen a change in me. Like I said, my husband's an unbeliever. He said it. He says, I don't really know who you are anymore. But that's okay. I mean, it's just, he teaches you, you know, to become, you know, to have joy, to just, and it's not easy. I mean, there's days that you're going to feel that things are just upside down, but just seek him, keep praying, you know. It doesn't take, like the pastor says, it doesn't take a lot for you to receive the Holy Spirit. I've had situations where I've been driving to work and I've had to stop because I pray and then the Holy Spirit takes over. So, you know, press on, keep on. You know, I love every single one of you because every single one of you at some point has been a blessing to me. I'm part of the kids' church downstairs. That's also, it's been a calling for me. I always knew, I was telling my mom that I always knew I would work with kids. And here I am, you know, for the Lord. So I love you guys, and, you know, that's it.
I love you. I'm so glad she shared because she said it way better than I mean, I was going to say that because we've just seen she has so much joy. She's always like the first one up in line here to get another touch from the Holy Spirit. She's just so hungry and desperate for the presence of God. And it's just so awesome to see the Lord doing a deep work in her and her kids. And your husband's going to be saved. So the Lord is going to do that. So hallelujah. So next I want to have Jordan and Hannah come up. Because God's been doing some big things in their life as well. I just want to say all of it, but I'm not going to say it because I'm just like, I'm so pumped. I love these guys so much. Jordan and Hannah are always here. They never miss. They're always here. They never even take vacations. Like, they're always here. So typically Jordan's always sitting up in the sound booth back there. He creates all of the worship. So he does all of the worship, the set list. He creates all the videos. He created our website. He posts all of the sermons. So like, there's nothing that Jordan doesn't do. And I shared on Friday how Hannah, she does all of the first time visitor cards. She does worship for us. She does kids' church. And I'm going to be a puddle at the end of this service, so I'm just going to hand it over.
It's tough to come up here. Like, you know, you could be up here for like an hour and just talk about all the things that the ways this church has impacted our lives. I mean, literally every single part of our lives has been impacted by this church. I'll start with where basically we got started. So Hannah and I got married, and the church we were currently going to, like, I knew personally, like, it was a family church for Hannah. So it was like more me kind of convincing Hannah, like, hey, we got to get out of here, basically. Like, you know, there was just no power. I knew there was more. I actually grew up with Jeremiah. He was a little older than me, but so when he talks about when he got touched when he was like 14 and stuff like that, like, I was right there behind him. Experiencing the same things. And so I had that kind of in the back of my mind all through high school and college, but I never really had anything like that. And then so when Hannah and I got married, I was like, we got to get out of here. So we got out, and we knew that Jeremiah had started the church, and luckily you had, you know, whatever, it was like 6 months or something. It was the first Sunday they came here. Hannah and I showed up, and it was the week before we got married. We came to service. It was awesome. We were like, we're staying here. You know, there's like five people here, but it was amazing. So we got married, went on our honeymoon, then we came back. We've been like pretty much every Sunday ever since. We've been here. And so I'll talk about me personally. I mean, I could talk about both of us, but I'll talk about me personally. So like, I went to college. I went to RIT, got an electrical engineering degree, did all the fancy stuff. And I got a job, really good job. And I'm, you know, cranking, I'm doing good. And then, you know, I got to a point where it kind of plateaued. And like when you're growing up and you're learning a lot, you know, you get an engineering degree, like you're learning a lot all the time. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, you're plateau. You know, my boss has been in the same position for 30 years. And I look at that, I'm like, holy cow, like I'm going to be doing this for 30 years. Like, no way. So I personally was like, all right, I need to do something different. So I started, you know, getting into web development. I started getting into a bunch of stuff just because I was like, I need a creative outlet. I need to like build myself because these guys aren't doing it for me. Even though it's a great job, it's just way too slow for me. And so I had been doing that for a while. And then when we found this church, I knew right away, I was like, man, I have so many talents that I can give to this church. Like, man, I could just like do so much. It's like awesome. It's like my own little platform that I can like take over and just make it explode. So like it came in, it was like, I don't know, it was like 2 weeks. I was like, you were struggling with the website. I was like, hey, I can do that for you. He's like, really? He's like, awesome. So I took that over, and like, you know, and then like maybe a few months in, I was like, hey, we need to be recording our sermons. We need to post them. And we've done that. And we're up to like, I don't know, it's like 150 sermons or something like that. Each one of them is like an hour. And like, I mean, like you could listen to that for like, you know, half a year and probably get through all of them. Like, it's like insane. So just being able to contribute in that way has been huge for me, because I've been able to apply some of the talents, and I've been able to grow personally in my talents and use the church as an outlet for that. That's been really cool. But so like the other thing, the teaching and, you know, the presence of God here is just, it's incredible. It's on another level that I've never really seen anywhere else. And the way it's impacted me personally is mostly in terms of mindset. And reading the word and getting in the presence of God and actually fundamentally rewiring your brain to think in terms of prosperity, to think in terms of healing, and to think in terms of power, the authority that the Holy Spirit gives you. And with that, in the last couple of years, I've really been pushing myself out of the mindset of like, okay, I just need to get a job, I need to spend 30 years, put into retirement, and then get out kind of thing. I've been like, okay, what can I actually do, and what can I actually push myself to do to, you know, actually experience the prosperity that they talk about in the Bible, and actually experience the authority and the power that they talk about in the Bible. And so just recently, launched a business, and it's unconventional a little bit. All I did was I'm making a product of, it's a notebook with black paper, and it's mostly because of Hannah. She's really creative. She's awesome. She does like hand lettering stuff, and it's like all this creative calligraphy stuff like that. It's awesome. It's amazing. And she's got like 11,000 followers on Instagram or something like that. It's really cool. So like I was like, I had all this talents, and I was like, man, I need to apply to something. So I made the notebook. I spent like a bunch of months talking to manufacturers and stuff like that. And so a couple weeks ago, I launched it on Kickstarter, and right away in the first 2 days, we did over $6,000. You know, it was like the first day we did like $6,000. It was like 24 hours. So I basically like, you know, I went from like having all of this stuff to actually seeing like, okay, this really works. And, you know, there's been a lot done in the background that, I could stand up here all day and talk about it. But just the fundamental mindset to be able to approach something like that with confidence and with, you know, just the authority of knowing that this thing that I'm doing is blessed, and this thing is what God is calling me to do. And just having that assurance just like lets you approach anything with confidence and approach it with, you know, just authority. And it's just been crazy. It's been really crazy. So also, I'll talk about it a little bit. I'm sure Hannah will probably talk about it more. But just like, so like we have our son, Finn, and he's a little over one now. And obviously he's been here the whole time we've been here. And just the confidence in parenting that he's given us. I mean, like, some of this stuff might sound like I'm bragging. It's actually bragging on God, right? Like, it's like he's given us all these talents and all these skills and the wisdom to do these things. And, you know, a lot of our friends and family, you know, outside of the church, they're amazed. They're like, how do you guys, you know, parent so well? And how do you actually, like, do so well with Finn? They're all, like, super impressed. And we're like, what? Like, we just do what we're supposed to do, what the Bible says we're supposed to do, you know. And because we've been filled so much with the Holy Spirit, we've been so blessed by, you know, the teaching and the wisdom that is spoken here. Like, we wouldn't do anything different. It's just part of that whole package where we're fundamentally changed, so our family is fundamentally changed, and how we do things in life is fundamentally changed. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. My testimony is a lot different than other people's, but it literally has, we're on a path to greatness, and it's just, we were just getting started. And I'm sure next year it's going to be way better. I'm going to have bigger numbers. I'm going to have, you know, really cool stuff going on. So, you know, it's been really cool. And we've been really blessed by the church. And we're really blessed to work with the church. You know, we put a lot of time into it, and we love it, and it's amazing. It's the best, you know, it's the best thing that we're doing right now. So it's been awesome. So yeah.
So yeah, I'm Hannah, and like you said, we've been coming for a little over 2 years now, and gonna try to get through this. Yeah, like you were saying, like I could just go on and on about just how this church has blessed us and changed us. And coming here, I feel like I've just had like so many firsts, like first time receiving the Holy Spirit, first time experiencing joy, first time just like having confidence, I feel like. Like I was kind of always a confident person in what I knew I was good at, but kind of getting out of my comfort zone and pushing myself. And yeah, so I feel like I was a very timid person and like very scared. But once you get filled up and you really experience that Holy Spirit, then you can just do so many things that you never thought you could do. Like I never thought I'd be up here, never thought I would be like doing business with Jordan, never thought, I don't know, just so many things. I was scared about being a mom. I was scared about even just being a wife. Like, it was kind of intimidating to me because you go into it and a lot of people say, oh, like, just, you know, the first however many years, it's so tough. And, like, parenting's so hard. It takes work. And it might take work, but it's worth it. And like Pastor Jeremiah was saying, how even just being a Christian, you can't do it without the Holy Spirit. And you can't be a good wife without the Holy Spirit. And you can't be a good mom without the Holy Spirit. And you just can't do it without being filled up. And when you come here, you get filled up, you get good preaching, and you get great community as well. And like, I found so many friends that, yeah, it's awesome. So I think that's just about it.
Hallelujah. I'm going to run through a few of them here because I know that we're running a little on time. But Merlin here had been coming for quite some time, and then the Lord healed her from delusions, totally set her free from that. So let's give Jesus a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Judy was here earlier, and Judy was healed from night blindness when she started coming, and then was drinking like a box of wine a day and smoking, I think, like 2 packs of cigarettes a day. And so the Lord totally delivered her, set her free from all of that. So that was like absolutely fantastic that God had healed her, set her free from that. Now she's involved in the kids' church program when she was like terrified to do that. And so it's so awesome to see like how the Lord has changed her as well. And then we have Ginny. Ginny is, she organizes all of our ministries of help schedule. Such a blessing to the ministry. I was doing that before. It was like a jigsaw puzzle, and I was like, I can't do this. So Ginny does that for us. It's absolutely fantastic. Sharon over here was set free from cigarettes just recently. The Lord set her free from that. So let's give Jesus a hand clap for all of these testimonies. When Devin started coming, she had a business, and I meet with her like almost every week. She started a business, and it was like, it was starting to grow, but she's like, she didn't know if God, like, if she should handle that success. She almost thought she was going to give up her business. Now she has over 200 customers and almost 80 employees underneath of her. And so God has just completely grown her that way. Hallelujah. So I want to have Andy and Sarah come down here. I don't want to have them share because we love these guys so much. This pulpit here is from Andy and Sarah. When they just got touched by the presence and power of God, their lives have just been radically changed, and it's been so awesome to have them in our lives.
Okay, well, I guess first I want to start off by everything we've been hearing today has been good news, and that's encouraging to me. Coming here, everything you hear, all these testimonies, it's all good news. So I guess I'll start. So we were going to a church, but we just felt like there was something more. And Andy grew up across the river from the Thomases and Jeremiah, and we had heard from Regina, because everyone she comes in contact with, she's like, you gotta go check out the River Rochester, like, come, great things are happening there. So even on our wedding day, I think she said that to us. She's like, come to the River Rochester, like, okay. And so we hadn't been going, and we had been doing a lot of traveling for our job, and one Saturday night, I think we were like, listen, tomorrow morning, we're just going to go do it. And so we walked into the front doors and worship was going on. And I was like, whoa, they must have such a big choir upstairs. Like, it sounds amazing. So we walk upstairs, no choir. And at this point, no one was even up here singing yet. And it's just a recording playing, like, on YouTube, or I don't even know what it's on. And the power of God just hit Andy and I. And it was so amazing to see, like, everyone in here worshiping. Like, I don't know if there was anyone in here that wasn't worshiping. And when I mean worshiping, it was like the presence of God was here. Okay, so we don't even know what to say to each other. We find a pew somewhere and we can't even sing. We're just overwhelmed. And I had never felt anything like that. I was born Catholic, raised in a Methodist church, started going to a Baptist church, and then kind of strayed away from the Lord for a little bit. And so when I met Andy is when I really started coming back to God. And so to come into a church like that and to have a feeling or this like power come over me, okay, what is this? And so we didn't say anything. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? I know we belong here, but I'm going to just listen to the preaching first. You know, maybe the worship is really good, but maybe not. Maybe the preaching, you know, I don't know. We'll wait. And I don't know. I couldn't stop. I looked over at Andy and I was like, you know, we belong here, right? And he said, yes. And we've been coming back ever since then. And it's just been a huge impact on our life in every aspect, like a lot of other people have shared. Our marriage, our finances, our job, just our prayer life, giving. It's all increased. And I know it's just been amazing for us. We do a lot of traveling for our job, and so being gone, we really have just been blessed to be filled. Every time we come here, we're filled and we learn more. And the one thing that I love so much is being in a church where people here are hungry for God. Like I said, Methodist, Baptist, stuff like that doesn't always happen in those type of churches. Stuff like this doesn't always happen in those type of churches. So I had a lot of questions. I was uncertain about things, but I couldn't help but go back to the moment we first walked into this church and was like, but that was real. So what's going on here? What I'm feeling is real, but I've been told differently. So I guess I just want to encourage anyone else that if you're having uncertain feelings about whatever goes on, like, why are they falling down? Why are they laughing? Or whatever it is, like, it's all biblical. It's all from the Bible, and it's all real. And so if you're hungry, you're going to find the truth. And by coming here, you find the truth. I mean, Pastor Jeremiah, Pastor Julia, they read from the Bible. I mean, I don't know of a sermon I've been here where they haven't read out of the Bible. It's like, this is what the Bible says, and this is how you apply it to your life, and this is why we do that, and the church is going to grow because of that. So I feel like there was other things I wanted to say, but I'll let you.
It's funny because they use the term getting smacked, and you know, there's another guy here that loves that term too, and it's so true what she said. We walked in and God was just like, psh, you know, and you're just like, did that really, like, something just happened. Like, I just walked into a different atmosphere. And you almost, like, want to walk outside the door and be like, okay, let's do that again. Because that was awesome. And so you walk in, you're just, and you're like, wow, this is great. And, yeah, and it's just been, you know, I knew Pastor Jeremiah growing up, just, like, of his name and of his family. And it was one of those things that if the Fulman boys were on the river, you know, you kind of stay away from that side. But if the Thomases and the Fulmans were on the river, you stayed off the water completely. And so, you know, and that was just the, you know, the relationship that we had. And so, like Sarah said, once we got married, we were just like, let's find a church. And, you know, I knew that you guys had started the church, you know, a year prior. And when we left for the Air Force, it was just, you know, we were always traveling. And it was just so cool to come back, and we're just like, this is home to us. And, you know, you can't find that in most places. And so that was very cool. And just like Sarah was saying, it was funny because I was up there and I was like, oh man, you know, when am I going to stay, you know, to really, you know, amp up, you know, not only them, but the church and, you know, God in general. And Sarah said it all. So it's just in that. That's the cool thing is that you can't put words to his presence. You once it's in you, all you can do is just be in it. And that's one of the huge things that they've taught us is that once you're in that presence, once you find that hunger and you keep on going more and more, it's hard to get out of it.
All right, Mike, come on up here. Mike has been such a blessing since he started coming. We wouldn't even be here some days. Mike would be downstairs organizing like closets for us so our life was easier. He's like having Pastor Jeremiah think about like, in this scenario, what would we do? In this scenario. And Mike's like, he just steps up and he's like, takes care of it. Yesterday, we come to church and Mike's over here trying to fix the parking lot so people's cars won't bottom out when they come in. I mean, totally just a blessing to River Church here.
About 3 months ago, I knew I had to get back with God, and was taking the kids to see their grandparents at Hamlet Beach, and so I was coming down this way, which I had never, ever come this way, and I pulled the car over really quick, and my son, he's very direct, he's like, Dad, what are you doing? And I just was so compelled to stop. I saw this sign about this church. I'm like, wow, that is such a cool, relevant sign, and I just had to take the information down, and they just wanted to get to see their grandparents. So I just checked things out, came to church, and I wanted to get out of my seat and run up forward, and Pastor Jeremiah starts going to the, you know, have an altar call, and it sounded so similar. Then all of a sudden, he broke it down even further, and I couldn't wait to get up here. And been here ever since, every Sunday. More importantly, I have some kids, and I have family, and I really need to kind of get back things back on track, my life back on track. And I brought my kids the next Sunday, and. In the car home, on the way back, my daughter said, Dad, we found a home. And a couple weeks ago, my son said, Dad, you want to hear the verse of the day? I'm like, what? He downloaded some app to his phone. I guess that's what kids do. And so he's encouraging me. It's the first time ever. And so I just want to let you know that the authenticity, that's actually some my kids again said, the way they preach, the people here, it's just so clear, easy to understand. And it I guess the main thing I want to say is, brought hope to my family, and I'm just very.
We love you, Mike. We love you. Hallelujah. We're just going to do two more. I'm going to have Selene, Stephanie, Damon come up. I want to read this while they come up. I read this Friday. It says, I need to go to sleep, but I'm laying here in bed feeling so full of joy and positive feelings and just excited about life. I feel like a different person, full of faith, and I know in my heart that things will get better. They already are. This week has been amazing. River Church is amazing. I can't say it enough. Every day I'm learning more and more, just transforming into the person I need to be. Praise the Lord. He is so good, and I am victorious. Hallelujah. That is Selenie. Hallelujah. We love you guys. They started coming. Stephanie came for a baby dedication, and I said we thought that she was like offended with us because we kind of preach it straight, and we just didn't know, like, oh, we lost her. But then the next Sunday she comes, she brings Selenie. They bring their kids, and I asked Stephanie, I said, you know, oh, you're back. And she goes, yeah, I've been to so many churches, and no churches like this. I can get behind this place. So she was like all pumped, and then they bring Damon, they bring their husbands, they start bringing their moms and like all the kids. And so it's just been so fantastic having you guys here. So just want to share what the Lord has been doing on your heart since you've been coming.
Well, I just wanted to, I grew up Catholic, and at a young age, I said to my grandma, you know, something, I just don't want to go anymore. It's just not the right thing for me. And she said to me, she said, then don't, but make sure you have a relationship with God always. So I've always, through the years, had a good relationship with God. I've visited so many different churches and never felt like, yeah, I need to go back there or whatever. And then fast forward to a time in my life with my husband and I where we got married. We wanted to have children. We went through every test, everything, nothing. My sister was there for me the whole time. She offered to be our surrogate, but God didn't have that in the plans for us. He led me to Hillside, where I met Jessica. Fast forward, Jess and I were friends for a long time. I went through periods of time of just doubt and disbelief, and what am I supposed to do? And don't laugh, but one morning I was just in a really sad and depressed state, and I woke up early on a Sunday morning, and I went and turned the TV on, and church was on TV. I'm like, oh, great. There's nothing else on. Let me just watch it. After I finished watching it, I just cried and cried and cried the whole time, and from that point on, I knew that I needed to find a church. It was in my mind, but never, I don't know why, it wasn't the most important thing, but I pray all the time. All the time. And then I came to, I made myself believe that, you know, I know enough that I need to get by. I know to believe in God. I know to talk to him every single day, which I do all day long. And then I just said, I have enough. I don't need to go to a church. As long as I have a good relationship with God, I'm fine. Right? No. Wrong. The day that I found out that my son was going to be my son, I started praying from that moment on. I need to raise my son in church. I need him to know God more than what I can teach him. So I just kept praying on it and praying on it. And then Jess invited us to the dedication. When I got in my car after that day and I drove home, I cried the entire way home. And I just was like, this is where I have to be. It's where I have to come back. This is where I need to raise my son. The teachings of this church have brought so much joy and love to our lives. It's changed me. It's teaching me how to be a good mom, a good wife, a good sister. I knew that on my way home, when I got home, I spent like 20 minutes in the parking lot before I could go in the house. And I called her and I was like, hey, you got to come to church with me. It's going to change your life. And I had prepared myself for the conversation of what I was going to tell her, because I thought she's going to be like, what? No, I know it's not for me. I had it all prepared what I was going to say. And the minute I said it to her, she's like, okay. I was like, what? Darn, I really wanted to, you know, tell her what it was right. about, but yeah, I didn't yeah, have to. Yeah. And I'm so grateful and so blessed that she decided to come.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All right, Selenie.
Okay, so I have so much to say, but I don't even know how to put everything together. So my sister says to me one day, well, I prayed every day. I was really unhappy. There's so many things going on in my life with my adult children. I wasn't raised in church. I didn't raise them in church, and I didn't realize until I walked through these doors, my sister says to me, hey, I found this church I really want you to go. I think you're going to like it, and My sister has supported me my entire life. And I wanted to just, she seemed so excited about it that I just wanted to support her. And one thing I wanted to be, just help her. And I thought, oh, I pray to God, I don't really need anything extra, but I wanted to support her. So I said, okay, I'll go with you. I'll go for you. And we walked through the doors and we sat right where we're sitting right now. And the praise and worship music came on and I get through the first song and I'm like, looking around, I'm like, wow, these people are like really into this. And we get to the third song and I'll never forget, it's the song Tremble. And I start crying like a baby because I just felt it. Like I felt God. And coming here every single week has let me get rid of the guilt I have for not raising my kids in church. And even though they're not believers yet, I have hope and I have faith that they will be.
Amen.
Amen. One more thing to Marika, and is she here? No, she's not up here. Zoe prays every single night. And we started coming here a few weeks later. She's sitting at the dinner table and she put her hands out and she said, thank you, Jesus. And I was like, I thought that they were just downstairs playing. I had no idea. And she got really sick a few weeks ago and she couldn't come to church. And she said, Mommy, please pray for me so I can come back to church. So, and she's not even three. She'll be three soon, but already they're working with her and God is working in her. And that just makes me, again, full of hope.
All right, and then one last testimony. Where is he, Joe? So I had been praying, like, since the beginning of the year. I was like, I need someone who can, like, can take this, the photography team, that they can go to another level, because the number one way that people hear about us is through our social media. And I was like, I need somebody. And then the Lord brings me Joe. And so Joe is a professional photographer. He's like, absolutely, you are. Don't ruin the story. He's like absolutely fantastic, so talented, and he comes to us and says, you know, I think I want to help out with the photography. And I was like, yes, that's the Lord. That is it. That's God. And so he does, like, he gets in there, he gets the shot and gets out, and, like, you know, so we are just so thankful, so blessed to have you, Joe. And so I just want you to share briefly, you know, what the Lord has been doing in your life since you started coming.
Hi, everybody. I was hoping she forgot about me. So, I'm not the best at public speaking, but basically, I was going to church. I was attending a church where I went, and I was in a very toxic situation in a relationship, and I felt the Lord saying for a long time, you know, you need to let that go. You need to move on. And the church I was going to and the church I was attending, I couldn't be there and be with that person at the same time and focus on the Lord. So I was really praying to the Lord, you know, provide a place for me where I can go, I can focus on you, and I can really feel your presence, Lord, because I knew how much, you know, I needed the Lord in my life. And I had a friend that had heard about the church through another friend here, and he invited me one Sunday, and he was just like, you know, Joe, the church I was coming to, they put on a huge performance. It's kind of like a concert. And he was like, Joe, just, you know, when you come here, you know, they're a little smaller. You know, they play music on the loudspeaker and then they have people singing to it. And I was like, oh yeah, that's going to be a little different. And, you know, I love worshiping God. It's one of my favorite things. And I was just a little skeptical. But he was like, Joe, just, you know, the Holy Spirit is here and just come and, like, just be open to it and receive. And he's like, you're going to see, just come. I was like, okay, I'll go. So I showed up, not a little skeptical, but just a little, like, low expectations, like, okay, this is cool. And I think, you know, the first, worship song that put on, I mean, I just, you know, as Andy said, you know, I got smacked with the Holy Spirit. And I was like, this place, I mean, it's so real. And if you just come and you open yourself and you're just humble and you're, you know, hungry for the things of God, I mean, you can just feel it in this place. I walked in and I've been a pastor's son. I've been in church my entire life and I've never felt the Holy Spirit like I felt it here. So basically the last 6 months have been filled with incredible growth and change and blessings in my life. And, you know, the church I was coming to and the, you know, the family I grew up in, they never preached on, you know, prosperity and stuff like that. And it was very, you know, old school. So, you know, hearing Jeremiah preach about these things about, you know, changing your mindset, changing your lifestyle, preaching, you know, things you say, you know, the words you say, they're very powerful. And, you know, having that faith and actually seeing those things and changing my life, changing my mindset and doing those things and actually watching the blessings coming in now. I mean, just, I don't want to get emotional here, but I was in a very dark place in my life. And, you know, I never felt so alone. I was very lonely when I came here. And just looking at, you know, you guys and everyone here, the friendships and the family I have now here is just absolutely incredible. And to see where God is taking me, to see where God is taking, you know, my business and photography, something I really want to do, and just the friendships and the just the positive, this family that is here. And, you know, I know when I come here and if I have a tough day, if I have a tough week, that I can come here, I can be with my family. And I know they're going to fill me up and they're going to, you know, really bless me and give me the energy to go back into the week. So, just thankful for what the Lord is doing with you guys. You guys are incredible. I'm so beyond grateful for you both. And I'm excited to see, you know, where the church is going in the next few years. And I'm really excited to be a part of the team. Thanks.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Man, God is so good. And, you know, out of everything that you guys have said this morning, it's just so encouraging to me, for me to hear the hunger. It's all about the hunger. Draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. And, you know, to see you guys week after week coming and pressing in and coming with a hungry heart and an expectation that when I go to church, the presence of God is going to show up. And, you know, my job is to usher in the presence of God. My job is just to make sure that we come in on Sunday, that it doesn't matter what's going on in people's lives, doesn't matter what's happened, but when you come, you can get a touch from the Holy Ghost. You know, I do my best to try to preach and sound like I know what I'm talking about. But ultimately what matters is that when you get in here and the presence of God touches you, that it just totally changes your life. Amen. And that's just so encouraging to hear all of those testimonies from everybody that shared. And I know there's probably many more of you that could share what God has done in your life. And, you know, if you are new here to the church, or maybe it's your first or second week, just know that this is the kind of stuff that you can expect coming to this church, that you can expect the presence of God to change you. You know, it's been my heart and my mission that we raise mature Christian people here, that God is changing. You know, some people, they've been going to church, the same church for 20 years, and you talk to them when they first start, and then you talk to them 20 years later, and nothing has changed. Every single person that got up this morning has shared how God has changed them. And that's how I know that we're on the right track, that God is the center of the focus of this church, and that he is touching and changing people, and that God is building this house. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything that you're doing in this church. I thank you for everything that you've done over this past 3 years. And I thank you for greatness in our future. I thank you for growth, supernatural growth and expansion in the years to come. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do in year number 4 as we enter this year. I thank you for the blessing on. I thank you for every single person that's here this morning, that your blessing is on their lives, that your favor is on their life. In Jesus' name, I thank you for just a Holy Ghost impartation, even this morning and throughout this week, to just increase, to bring increase to your kingdom, for them to hunger and thirst after righteousness, and that we shall be filled in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from the River Church. We hope you stay connected with us online at riverrochester.com.